We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends? We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Welcome, smart viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907, and Intelsat 805. A reminder for viewers in Central and South America, Supremacer Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now until July 31st, 2009. To watch Supremacer Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite, Intelsat 805. Location, 55.5 degrees west. Frequency, 3771 megahertz. Polarization, vertical. Symbol rate, 13333. FEC, auto, or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supremacer Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad de Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Piranha. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Squatter Selink Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhul Province, channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. In Tha, channel 14 in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Utul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supremacer Television is also accessible online at www.supremacertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows, currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.supremacertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, New Zealand allocates $44 million to enhance children's access to daycare. In sustainable energy news, private and public sectors collaborate to build a large solar power plant in the U.S. state of Florida. In health news, Jamaica adds pictorial warnings on cigarette packages. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 15th, one of the most acclaimed singers and songwriters in Africa, Mr. Francis Bebe, was born in Douala, Cameroon in 1929. In the 1960s, Mr. Bebe researched and documented traditional African music for the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization's Department of Music. He later performed around the globe playing instruments including the guitar, as well as the sansa or thumb piano, and the ngwewu. In 1977, he won the esteemed prize Sosum of the French song. Known for his wisdom, humor, and many talents, Mr. Bebe was also a poet, journalist, and award-winning novelist honored with the Grand Literary Prize of Black Africa for his first novel, Agatha Muduyo's Son. We are grateful to Mr. Francis Bebe for sharing his amazing gifts with the world, giving us a deeper appreciation of the rich heritage of the great continent of Africa.
Fly-in News. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from the Philippines. More than 63,000 people were affected when Tropical Storm Feria struck on June 23rd, causing 11 to perish while 5 others sustained injuries.
Over 10,400 homes were severely or partially destroyed, and floodwater submerged the first floor of many buildings.
Expressing her love and sorrow, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 to those most in need on June 29th. The amount could purchase the equivalent of $285,000 in materials if obtained in the United States based on the cost of living in the Philippines.
On July 3rd, our association's relief team members from Formosa or Taiwan headed to the Philippines covering their own expenses. There, they were joined by our local association members. Together, they assessed the situation and found that the capital of Samar Province, Capalogan, was one of the worst hit.
Using Master's donation, our relief team purchased basic food necessities and treats to distribute to 22 districts in Catbalogan, as well as other cities in the province. They also provided pamphlets and SOS flyers to inform the locals of tolls of global warming and how to curb it. This was much appreciated by Mayor Sarmiento of Calbayog City, who said he had also been working to raise awareness of global warming.
On advocacy, we are trying our best and we have programs in support to mitigation and adaptation. In our own little way, we're trying our best to do our share in saving our beloved planet.
Approximately 8,200 families received Supreme Master Qinghai's loving relief supplies. In the city of Tarangnan, Mayor Olahe presented a gratitude certificate to show the region's appreciation to Supreme Master Qinghai and our association.
I'm very thankful to this group because they had helped me so much, especially our community who are victims of the Typhoon Feria. Thank you so much.
The assistance you have given to us will greatly help in the rehabilitation of our Typhoon Feria victims. So thank you, and God bless.
We send our sincere thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her benevolent support of the Philippine people and also to our association's relief team for their diligent assistance to those in need. Our prayers for the storm victims, quick recovery of their normal day-to-day lives, and that humanity quickly turns to more compassionate lifestyles to ensure a safer, more wholesome world for all.
Hey.
hundreds of children lose their lives to cold weather. This year, climate change caused the freezing winter temperatures of Peru's southern Andes to arrive in March, nearly 3 months earlier than usual. The intense cold has come with snow, hail, and harsh winds, causing children to contract hypothermia and fatal respiratory infections such as pneumonia.
At only halfway through the winter season, already 246 children under the age of 5 have perished, with casualties higher than the number recorded for each of the past 4 years. The people of the southern highlands are in less fortunate conditions without health care and basic services. Businesses and residents of the capital of Lima have made it an annual practice to donate blankets, clothes, and food for their fellow citizens in these regions.
Our heartfelt appreciation, people of Lima, for your charitable hearts and deeds. We shed tears to know of this tragic loss of youthful life and send our prayers to all victims of the harsh weather. Let us all unite in adopting sustainable ways, such as the organic vegan lifestyle, to halt climate change and ensure the welfare of all.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu behaving similarly to deadly 1918 virus. An international team of researchers led by University of Wisconsin scientists in the USA have determined that compared to the seasonal flu, the AH1N1 swine flu is more likely to replicate deep within the lungs and lead to pneumonia.
This is a similar characteristic to the deadly 1918 H1N1 virus, which infected a full third of the global population and caused 100 million people to perish. Dr. Yoshihiro Kawaoka, who led the study, stated, "There is clear evidence this virus is different than seasonal influenza. The 1918 flu is in fact a related ancestor to the current swine flu, as it also began with a bird flu that infected pigs and was later passed on to humans."
Meanwhile, the official count of people sickened by the current swine flu virus has continued to climb, now numbering 116,943 across 135 countries with 580 fatalities. However, Dr. Kawaoka's report estimates that the actual number of those infected by the current swine flu virus exceeds 1 million. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia recently called for the vulnerable in all nations, such as the elderly and expectant mothers, to postpone their Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca in November this year in an effort to minimize the spread of the deadly virus.
Our appreciation, Dr. Kawaoka and colleagues, for your insightful research on the alarming similarities between the current swine flu pandemic and the fearful legacy of the 1918 flu virus. We send our condolences to the loved ones of all victims of swine flu, as we pray that those afflicted may have a swift and full recovery. Knowing as we do that this illness originates in the inhumane and shocking filth of the farmed animal industry, we pray that the consumption of all animal products may quickly cease worldwide to ensure the flourishing health of all.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc. 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc. 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals and antioxidants and contain high quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below: al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
New Prime Minister. Peruvian President Alan Garcia has announced the country's new Prime Minister is Mr. Javier Velasquez, who was sworn into office on Sunday. The APRA party member and head of Congress now also leads the President's cabinet. Interior Minister Mercedes Cabanillas commented on Prime Minister Velasquez's negotiation skills, saying that he was known for a solution-oriented approach leading to agreement among people. Congratulations on your new role, Your Excellency. Wishing you God's blessings in fostering prosperity and peace for your country and fellow Peruvian citizens.
Royal Ballet comes to Cuba. As the first major ballet company to perform in the country in over a quarter century, the United Kingdom's Royal Ballet has arrived for 5 days of shows in Havana, Cuba. With the Cuban people's fervent love of ballet and dance, the shows were sold out in a matter of hours. Among the themes of the dances are a tribute to Cuban ballet legend Alicia Alonso and performances by the Royal Ballet's Cuban star Carlos Acosta, who also studied under Ms. Alonso and is considered one of the best dancers in the world. Due to popularity and limited seating, the theaters will also display the performances on large screens outside the building. What a moving experience! Our applause, Royal Ballet and Cuba, for your partnership in artistic dance expression and audience appreciation. Wishing the Cuban people many hours of memorable enjoyment in this tribute to ballet and your country's rich heritage.
U.S. airplane makes safe emergency landing. A Southwest Airlines jet successfully landed in a small West Virginia airport on Monday after a hole in the fuselage caused the cabin to depressurize and oxygen masks to deploy. The Boeing 737-300 was carrying 126 passengers and 5 crew members from Nashville, Tennessee to Baltimore, Maryland. A statement from the airline said that passengers remained calm as the pilot and crew quickly addressed the situation and navigated the aircraft to safety. A hero salute, Southwest Airlines pilot and crew, for your professional response that ensured the well-being of all on board. Wishing everyone many celebrations of life shared with loved ones.
Save our planet. Once lush Mediterranean, turning to desert. Italy's largest environmental protection group, Lega Ambiente, or League for the Environment, recently published a report on the growing desertification of southern Europe, in which it is estimated that 74 million acres of once fertile land along the Mediterranean are becoming desert. The report called for immediate water conservation measures, saying that the desertification was due to depletion of groundwater going to agriculture.
Italy has about 5 million cattle, and according to the UN report Livestock's Long Shadow, both beef and dairy production consume immense amounts of water. Moreover, because of the current level of depletion and proximity to the sea, once the sweet water is pumped out of the underground aquifers, it is being replaced by salty ocean water, which in turn renders the farmland useless.
Our sincere thanks, Legambiente, for advising of these immediate concerns that confront Southern Europe. May citizens of the region, and indeed all nations, switch now to the water-conserving and life-saving plant-based diet.
In the face of growing scarcities, Supreme Master Qinghai frequently reminds that a primary key to water conservation is to halt livestock raising, as she shared in a March 2009 video conference discussion with Juice Fast participants from California, USA.
Stockholm International Water Institute states that 70% of water is used by agriculture. Of that amount, a lot of it is going into planting corn and soy, and that is to feed animals, not humans. That's why we short of water, short of food. It's a waste of precious food, not just our precious water as well. At a time when we have water shortage and all the reservoirs are dwindling at such an alarming rate, we are truly afraid that even if we don't take shower at all, it will not do much help. Because all the human uses and everything together is only 30% of water around the world. Everything else mostly used for meat industry. Meat industry should be cut. That will help the planet. That will help to reserve our water, to refill our lakes and our river again. So if we really want to save the water for the world to be able to use for our daily necessity, not to talk about future generations, then we have to change to a vegetarian diet, animal-free diet.
Save our planet. High school students invent solar water purification system. After a series of hurricanes struck Haiti last year, a team of students from Gulliver Preparatory School in Florida, USA, wanted to see what they could do to help. When they learned of the need for clean drinking water, the team of students found that purification of contaminated water with UV or ultraviolet light was the most effective treatment.
They then went on to design a solar-powered system with wheels for easy transport, and a grant from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology enabled them to build a prototype for $5,000. In the upcoming school year, the students plan to build another system, which they will give to a charitable organization serving children in Latin America and the Caribbean.
Gulliver Prep school students, you have our accolades and admiration for your creative innovation and for applying your talents and teamwork to benefit others. May heaven bless people in Haiti and everywhere with accessible, clean, and fresh water.
In recognition of their remarkable accomplishments, Supreme Master Qinghai is bestowing the Gulliver Prep School students with the Shining World Inventor Award, as well as $20,000 to further their good cause.
Save our planet. American artist Ann Weiser starts the XS Project, which provides extra income to people picking up plastic waste in Jakarta, Indonesia, that she collects and then transforms into usable accessories.
Save our planet. Researchers in Florida, USA, caution that the state's Keys, a coastal region of some 80,000 residents surrounded by the third largest barrier reef in the world, is threatened by rising sea levels, with even best-case predictions indicating complete submergence by 2100.
Save our planet. Israeli company 3G Solar develops the first commercial-sized solar energy system that uses colored dyes rather than the more costly silicone and also functions in sunless conditions. For this beneficial innovation, Supreme Master Qinghai is conferring the Shining World Inventor Award upon 3G Solar, along with a $10,000 donation to support their good cause.
Save Our Planet, a so-called passive and eco-friendly heating technique developed in Sweden, is becoming more popular as it combines the radiant heat of household appliances and human inhabitants with well-insulated walls and roofs for an energy savings of up to 90%.
Kainu, and this is Friendly Zoo.
Thank you so much, Kainu. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds.
Zoo and I enjoy a delicious plant-based diet.
We're here with a tip on helping our wonderful co-inhabitants, the bees.
For your garden, it's important to go organic to safeguard these flying insect friends.
Chemical pesticides are harmful to beautiful bees, who are so important to our ecosystem because they pollinate many of our plants.
When shopping for fruits and vegetables, that's another good reason to buy organic.
Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
And thanks for tuning in. Now let's see the weather in some cities around the world.
In good governance news, New Zealand allocates over $44 million on education and care for young children. The funds, which will be distributed over the next 4 years, are intended to provide high-quality daycare services for under six-year-olds. From July 2010, youngsters who are attending play centers in the Maori language program, Kohungareo, will be eligible for 20 hours of free education. Our appreciation, New Zealand, for supporting the well-being of the next generation. May all youth be graced with an abundance of love, joy, and opportunities.
In sustainable energy news, American private and public sectors collaborate to build a large solar power plant. The Florida Power and Light Company has joined with the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, to construct a Space Coast Next Generation Solar Energy Center at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And speaking of the project, Mr. Robert Cabana, director of the Kennedy Space Center, said, "It will help provide clean, renewable power to Florida residents. It will help support America's space program by supplying electricity directly to Kennedy Space Center, and it helps to reduce our reliance on fossil fuels and improves the environment. The facility is expected to generate 10 megawatts of clean emissions-free power that is estimated to serve about 1,100 homes. Congratulations, National Aeronautics and Space Administration and Florida Power and Light Company on this fantastic endeavor. May all governments, individuals, and businesses take decisive measures to be clean and green." Up next on Noteworthy News, Jamaica puts pictorial health messages on cigarette packets and boxes. We'll thank God for the abundant gifts in our lives. We'll return soon. Stay tuned for more benefiting news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, relevant news for a progressive world. In health news, Jamaica is expanding warnings on cigarettes. Dr. Ava Lewis Fuller, Director of Health Promotion and Protection at Jamaica's Ministry of Health, announced that efforts are being made to modify the Caribbean community labeling standards. This is done by putting pictorial messages on boxes and packages of cigarettes. According to Dr. Lewis Fuller, studies have demonstrated that the warnings are effective in reducing the number of people that start smoking. Also, more people stop the dangerous smoking habit thanks to the warnings. Minister of Health, the Honorable Rudyard Spencer, said, "The ministry is striving for Jamaica and the region to be free of tobacco. Our sincere thanks, Jamaica Ministry of Health, for your dedication to the well-being of your citizens. May we very soon see a world in which humanity practices healthy and life-enhancing ways."
Time to share some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Dog Rules.
Dog rules. Number one, the dog is not permitted in the house. Number two, okay, the dog is permitted in the house, but only in the kitchen. Number three, okay, the dog is allowed in every room, but cannot go on the furniture. Number four, well, the dog can go on the old furniture only. Number five, fine, the dog is allowed on any furniture, but not allowed to sleep on human's bed. Number six, okay, the dog is allowed on the human's bed, but only when the human wants it. Number seven, the dog can sleep on the bed whenever he wants, but not under the cover. Number eight, alright, the dog can sleep under the covers, but only when the humans invite him. Number nine, the dog can sleep also under the covers every night. Number ten, humans must ask permission to sleep under the covers with the dog.
And now for our viewers' heartline. Madame Marie-Jean Frederique is the founder of ASBL Fabienne, a shelter in Belgium for rescued animals. In recognition of her love and care for our animal friends, Supreme Master Ching Hai presented Madame Frederique with the Shining World Compassion Award. Madame Frederique wrote the following letter.
C'est avec une émotion non dissimulée que je m'adresse à vous, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Comment vous décrire ma grande surprise et ma fierté aussi, en apprenant que vous m'avez décerné le trophée du Shining World Compassion Award. J'en suis honorée. Ce cœur gravé d'une grande beauté a désormais une place de choix dans mon séjour, à côté d'un dessin que j'avais réalisé représentant ma fille Fabienne lorsqu'elle avait 4 ans. Quant à la remise de votre généreux don, je vous en suis très reconnaissante. Il permet de donner un nouvel essor à l'ASBL Fabienne et bien du confort aux animaux qui avaient connu une si grande détresse avant d'être sauvés de justesse de la torture de l'abattoir. Je partage leur vie. Votre présence désormais à mes côtés afin de servir la cause qui nous est si chère, me donne un réel apaisement. Vos CD m'apportent une douceur de vivre, et je me suis surprise à fredonner Dream in the Night. Vos livres m'ont révélé des aspects de votre particulière relation avec les oiseaux, quelle belle photo aussi. Vos ouvrages sont en lecture pour les amis qui me rendent visite. Voilà, cher Supreme Master Ching Hai, l'état d'esprit dans lequel j'adresse mes plus tendres pensées vers votre rayonnante personnalité. Marie-Jeanne Frédérique, ASBL Fabienne, Centre Vegan de Revalidation et de Réconfort des Animaux en Détresse.
Loving Marie-Jeanne, congratulations on your well-deserved honor which Supreme Master Ching Hai has presented to you. Truly, heaven does support and bless your every moment as you cherish and care for our beautiful animal friends. Many thanks and hugs. Supreme Master Ching Hai said, "Yes, ma'am, I joined the Supreme Master Television team to send you lots of thanks and hugs for your retiredless love for the defenseless loving animals. Our world is indeed blessed to have you. With my tears in my heart, Ching Hai."
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or log on to SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be filled with glorious inner melodies.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The European Union donates an additional $2.8 million via the UN World Food Program to provide food supplies to persons in Georgia displaced from the conflict in August 2008.
Generic medicine manufacturer Teva UK Limited donates over $19.4 million in medications for disorders such as blood pressure and diabetes to be distributed throughout 12 developing countries.
When the late U.S. farmer Henry Smith passed away, he donated his $1 million U.S. dollar estate in cash and property to U.S.-based Operation Smile, a charity that corrects facial deformities for children around the world.
The prime ministers of OLAC, or Vietnam, and Thailand meet to strengthen bilateral support in areas such as agriculture, human resources, and transport.
The Algerian government is looking towards Sufism, the contemplative branch of Islam, to help restore traditional Islamic ideals of peace and harmony across the country.
During a three-month study of 40 obese women, UK researchers found that decreasing weight increased circulation to the womb, suggesting that healthier weights could improve pregnancy rates for women wishing to conceive.
As the longest continuously running cinema in East Finchley, UK, the Phoenix Theatre receives almost $1 million US dollars from the Heritage Lottery Fund for restoration to its original distinctive Art Deco look.
Germany launches a new program called Science Express with trains that travel throughout the country, stopping at towns and cities to share the latest developments in science and technology.
Logan International Airport in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, is testing a technology used by U.S. space agency NASA to better alert aircraft to the presence of birds and steer clear of their flight paths.
During a meeting between Egypt and seven groups from Darfur, Sudan, Egypt's Deputy Head of Intelligence Services, Omar Kanawi, encourages all movements to unite and help bring peace to the region.
U.S. philanthropist John Wood, whose organization has already donated hundreds of schools and educational materials to Sri Lanka, is visiting to discuss further aid for students living in areas emerging from internal conflict.
Concerned about alcohol's effect on the nation and its 500,000 fatalities each year, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev calls for alternative programs that offer wholesome options for relaxation and health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.